breathe upon me right now, Spirit of God. Fill in every gap. Fill in every weakness. My strength is not in myself. My strength is in you. You are the great I am, and you are my everything. Father, pour out your Spirit upon these people, Lord, and just let this word, O God, be a word, O God, in season for all of us. Just ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, it really is so good to be here. Sometimes we just, you know, Debbie and I look at ourselves, wow, why us? But God chooses the weak things. Amen. But I want to begin by sharing a scripture with you from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. If you're in here, or you're watching, and you have been saved by God's great mercy and grace, you have been called with a holy calling. That word holy means to be set apart. You've been called with a set apart calling. You're God's own special people. You're unique. King James says that you're peculiar. Doesn't mean odd, though, by the way. Although, we certainly can act odd at times. God help us. But peculiar, actually, in the Greek there means God's own special possession. 2 Timothy says, God has called us according to his own purpose. You were created by him, and you were created for him. You're created on purpose. You were created on purpose, with a purpose. Did you ever wonder what your purpose is? Just tell me. What's my purpose? What am I supposed to do? Let me start by answering what your purpose is. Your purpose isn't your job. Purpose isn't your title or position or career. Now, saying that, you can live out your purpose in those things. But that's not your. Your purpose. My purpose is not someday. Someday I'll do my purpose. Someday I'll fulfill my purpose. I want to share with you a message today titled, Your Purpose Is Now. Your purpose is now. The moment God saved you, your purpose began. My purpose began. Let's look at Isaiah 43, verse 7. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. What's our purpose? We were created for his glory. Every one of us so uniquely different. So uniquely special. So fearfully and wonderfully made. We're here by God's design, by the way. We're not here by our design. Did some of that own design for 22 years of my life. And I knew that, was this it? Was this my design? We're created by God. And we are created for him. What's your purpose? What's my purpose? To bring glory to God. To glorify him in the earth. Think about this. You and I were created in this time. God purposed on purpose for you and I to be here in this part of history in 2021 to bring glory to Him. The word glory means to give honor, give praise, to exalt. And also it means to bear His image. To bear His image. When you bear someone's image, when you're trying to be like someone else, you're giving them glory. If there is ever a time that we are to bring honor, to bring praise, and to bear the image of Christ, to bear the image of God, is now. When the world seems to be getting darker and darker, when it seems to be crazier and crazier, where chaos and confusion seems to be the norm, when fear is just running rampant, God has called you and I to bring glory to Him in this hour, right now. Our purpose is to honor God. Our purpose is to exalt God. Our purpose is to bear His image. Every action we do, everything we speak, is to bring glory unto our God. To bear His image in the big things, in the little things, in the hard things, in the monotonous things. We're to bring glory to Him. What does that look like? What is bringing Him glory? What's our purpose look like? Well, I want to share four ways how we live our purpose and glorify God this day. I wanted to share four things with you this morning. And I believe they go in an order. I believe that one builds upon another. The first one, how do we walk out our purpose? What's my purpose? By believing that we really are His. And we are really are His own special people. There was something about that last song. Actually, both songs. I'm talking about that last worship song. The presence of God just came in. And God was trying to speak to every one of us, your mind. You're my own special people. And in order for us to bring glory unto Him, we have to know that. We have to know that we know that we know that we're created by Him, for Him, out of His love and out of a great care and a great a hand of protection upon us. We got to know that. That has to be in us. We have to know that we know that we know. That His hand of love is on us. His hand of protection is on us at all times. His hand of faithfulness is on us. God's looking for us to believe that in the good times and the hard times. Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise Him. My heart greatly rejoices. How can our hearts greatly rejoice? By trusting Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will trust in Him. I will delight in Him because I know His hand of protection is upon me. His hand of protection and care and love is on me at all times. Bringing glory to God. God wants to be in a place of trust. I believe that He's bringing His church into another level of trust. Your purpose here on earth is to believe God and to trust in Him. In His power and His glory. Not man's power and glory, but His power and glory. And that when we do that, there's a joy that rises up. Here's what the children of Israel, this is where they missed it. They complained and they murmured. And here's what they missed. On their journey, They didn't understand the purpose. They didn't understand the purpose. They didn't know the purpose. Their purpose was to believe that they were God's own special possession. That He would never leave them. That He would always be there with them out of a hand of love. Out of a hand of care. Of faithfulness. You see, God did something, many things in that time on purpose. He did many things on purpose. On purpose, He brought them out of Egypt. He brought them out of Egypt, where they were enslaved, and they were making bricks and labor. They were slaves, and on purpose, He brought them out. And He didn't even bring them out little. He brought them out with His miraculous hand of power. And where it's amazing, they were slaves one day, and they were walking out of Egypt with silver and gold. That was God that did all that. God displayed His glory through the children of Israel. And then on purpose, He causes God's enemies, the Pharaoh's armies, to be drowned in the Red Sea on purpose. And He opens up the Red Sea on purpose. And they walk through. And how many know? They trusted in Him. For about a day. 3 days, they began. We're so thirsty. We need water. How many know God could have given water the first day? But on purpose, God was trying to get them to understand their purpose. That He would never leave them. That He was going to be there for them. That He had water for them. But see, they missed it and they complained and murmured. How many know that we don't bring glory to God in complaining and murmuring?
Amen.
God was just trying to get them to understand their purpose. That God created them. They were special to God. Do you know that we're special to Him? We are special to Him. God was trying to get them that He loved them with an everlasting love. That He was going to, His hand of protection was not going to let them go without water. But He let them go through. And He eventually gave them water. I believe what God is after in this hour is for you and I to believe Him. When we don't see the end of something right now. When our final outcome is that it seems to be so far away. God is saying, let me show you how faithful I am. But He's looking for a trust when we go through it. Not when we are at the end of it. We have to know that all things, God is working all things out for those who love Him and are what? Called according to His purpose. And that leads us, I believe that's a starting point. If we don't believe that God is for you, God is going to help you, God is going to protect you. He called you out of Egypt. He called me out of Egypt. If you could have seen the mess that I came out of. He did it on purpose. God's working in trust. It goes into the second thing. Number two, we need to glorify God with our praise and our worship. Psalm 50, verse 23. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. And to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. Every time we honor God with our praise, every time we worship and praise Him, we glorify Him. And I'll tell you what, I was just so thankful for the praise and worship this morning. Even the song that my wife sang, you know what? We were glorifying God. We were praising and worshiping God.
But we've got to bring that out of the four walls of the church. We're to praise and glorify Him and worship Him every day of the week. We're supposed to do that continually. Every time we praise Him, every time we thank Him, every time we give Him honor, Tuesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, every time we do that, we're bringing glory to Him. Every time we do it. Praise Him be continually. Not a one-time thing on Sunday morning. Every single, you know what? We just have to continually praise. 1 Chronicles 16, 28, 29. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Worship and praise and glory to God. You know, we were designed to praise God. We were built to praise God, to give Him honor, to give Him glory all the time. All the time. Our purpose is not to give praise and glory and honor to God. We can only do that when we believe that He's good, that He's faithful, that His hand is upon us. Psalm 100, great psalm. This is, I just love this. Make it joyful, right? Shout to the Lord at all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with presence, His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Our purpose is that we are to serve the Lord with gladness. Do you know what happens when we're serving the Lord with gladness? People see it. We become His witnesses in the earth. When we are glad in the Lord, when we serve Him with gladness, with joy, with thanksgiving, people see that. That's a witness in the earth. And it just opens up the door. You don't understand how good Jesus is. You don't understand what He did, how He brought me out of Egypt. You don't understand the God of mercy and grace. He can take a broken life and put it back together. He can make beauty out of ashes. This is the God I serve. Hallelujah. And we live out our purpose, bringing praise and glory to God. It sets people in a different frame. Well, what is this? I can remember before God saved me how people would, you know, they put a track in my hand. I'm just being real. They said, God loves you. I said, okay. They said, you saved? Yeah, I'm saved. I didn't know what that meant. But just wanted to get it out of there. See, it wasn't until the Spirit of God came. I'm not saying that we don't give tracks out of Himself. But it better be with a heart of joy. It better be a heart of, man, I love my Savior so much. You've got to understand. So, in other words, people have to see it on us. The joy of third way we bring glory and honor to God is to glorify God in our bodies. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. I'm preaching to myself, by the way. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives, into our heart, all of a sudden, we're not our own anymore. The Spirit of God came in, took up residence. We became a new creation. We sang it today. New creation. And God took over, and the only thing He wants us to realize. This body doesn't belong to Chris Stark anymore. It belongs to my God. This mouth belongs to God. These fingers that can type a text or a post belong to God. Everything that we say, everything that we do brings glory to God or not to bring glory to God. God's called us to bring glory to Him in everything we do. It takes a yielding and it takes a complete surrender. But I found this out. The more we surrender and yield, the more free we are. Surrender brings a freedom because we allow the Spirit of the Lord to come in. We're led by the Spirit of God. Where the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And when we allow the Spirit of God to take over our bodies, remove wrong heart issues, remove everything, wrong appetites, everything we do glorify is to glorify God. You want to carry out your purpose? You want to do your purpose? What's my purpose? Glorify God with your bodies. We get, you know, here's the thing. Every day we get an opportunity to do that. In fact, every moment seems like every moment of the day. Yeah. We go through things. We don't know. We go through a lot of things. People say things. People do things. What are you going to do? You're going to glorify God with your bodies? How you do that? You know, there's a lot of things that can affect us and offend us if we allow it to. But God says, no, if you want to glorify me, give them, pray them, bless them, speak well of them. Glorify me. You know, you begin to start doing that, and you can't. You just can't hold. You can't be. You can't hold a better feeling if you allow the Spirit of God to come in. Every day we have an opportunity. Our purpose is now to glorify God. Number four, we glorify God by bearing fruit. John 7:15, 7 and 8. Words of Jesus, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, and you will ask what you desire, and I shall, and it shall be done. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. We glorify God by bearing fruit. Every time we bear fruit, every time we bear the unconditional love, every time we bear patience and kindness and goodness, every time we do that, we're glorifying Him. You want to do your purpose? Glorify God by bearing fruit. How do we do that? You got to abide in Jesus. You just got to be with Him. You got to live in Him. You got to live in, with the Spirit of Christ running through you. You just got to be submitted unto Him. You just got to be with Him at all times. And He'll bear it. And you'll bear fruit. I mean, no, we can't do it on our own. You try it. When we try to do it on our own, we when things are good, we can bear fruit. When things are bad, we bear not fruit, that's for sure. This is an hour. This is an hour. I believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying, this is the hour to bear fruit. My fruit. This is the hour to bear fruit in the earth. That right now is a time for the church to be bearing fruit. How many know fruitfulness is for others? Primarily for others. I mean, when we bear spiritual fruit, it does something in us. But primarily, unconditional love is for us. Goodness is for others. Kindness is for others. Now's the time to live out our purpose. to believe that He created you right here, right now, with His love, with His protection, with His care all around you. It surrounds you as a mountain surrounds Jerusalem. So my God surrounds you to praise and worship and to glorify Him with our lips and thanksgiving, to just glorify Him with our bodies, everything there is about our bodies, our mouth, or whatever, to glorify Him, to bear mushroom four waves. You know, when God sees that, He's literally saying, they're doing my purpose. They're doing their purpose. They're doing exactly their purpose. And here's the thing, when we do His purpose, and we believe that His purpose is our purpose, that it begins the day He saves us, when that all happens, then He begins to do things specifically on purpose. And there's more specific things where He'll take your giftings. How many know you're all gifted in one realm or another? He takes those things and He begins to cause them to manifest as we're doing His purpose. Everything that He has in His book that was written about you before you were even, before the foundation of the world, you had a book written about you. Now look, you know, and just like you, I mean, you know, we go through, all through our life, we go through different seasons, different changes. And as many different seasons that we go through and things happen, our purpose never changed. Never changed. You and I go through some. I mean, I just look at myself. After God saved me, I mean, you can't even begin to do your purpose until God saves you. But after God saved me, I had a season of singleness for 5 years. Not an easy season, but it was a season where I was still called to do my purpose. Then I had a season of working in the business world. It lasted quite a while. It was a season. How many know, whether you're working in a full-time ministry or working in the business world, you're called to do your purpose. In the season of getting married. I'm thankful for my wife. And so then that season of marriage, and then children, and then the season of where God called me into the ministry and all different, how many know all, and then we got daughters being married and gaining son-in-laws and now grandchildren. Different seasons. But my purpose never changed. Never changed. It was always to believe God that He was right there. To trust Him. Just trust me. Just trust me in this. Just trust me in that. Tears coming down my face. How many know when you have children, your face will be in the carpet with tears from time to time? Every one of us has been called with a holy calling. And God is so trusting that we do His purpose. Do you know He trusts us to do that? Mm-hmm. To do His purpose. No matter how young, do His purpose. Your purpose, my purpose.
is right here, right now. Amen. Pastor.
Amen, Pastor Chris. What a timely message. I love those 4 points. And, you know, I have found this out. If you want to accelerate your purpose, Ecclesiastes says this: whatever you put your hand to, do it with all your might. I look back when I got saved, I mean, what can I do? I was playing three times a week in orchestra, going out witnessing. I mean, but we were building, I'm going to build. There's sometimes we forget that Elijah was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen. What is this called? God doesn't call lazy people. It's very easy, because we've had prophetic words and stuff, to kind of like just give a little bit and wait for God. But God, let me tell you something. I've learned this. Your purpose will accelerate when you're giving your best to the work of God. Just coming to church on Sunday doesn't mean I'm giving my best at work. Everybody in here should be serving in some capacity. I'll say it again. Everybody in here should be serving in some capacity. And when we have events, be the first to sign up. We have an opportunity with this light night to reach hundreds and hundreds of people. Sign up, be part of it. I want the women, the Christmas thing, the best we've ever had. When we do the Thanksgiving outreach, the best. When we do this platform, the best. Sign up. God notices that. Pastor Chris, CEO, supervisor of a large company, diligent. And the discipline you learned there, you brought that right into your ministry. Whatever you find yourself doing, do it with all your might. Will accelerate the part's purpose. Don't become just content sitting and listening. Be the first to sign up. Be the first to give. Pastor, I want to do this. Be out there. Do it. God notices it. He's not looking for spiritual connoisseurs. Did we just, I like that man's this, that. The ministry's work. But it's a blessing. What's your purpose? Well, I don't know what it is. God knows what it is. Do you want to accelerate? Brother Mike Brown, I first met him. I knew this guy was a go-getter. He's got the word of the Lord in him. Who knows? Years to come what God's going to do with him. But this man, he's everywhere. That's the type of people God chooses to watch over his people. But not just for him, for you and I. All of us have a capacity where we're going to be, but if we're going to accelerate it, give it everything you got. Give it everything. Because we'll never have another moment like this. And maybe you're older and you can't give as much as you could, but keep walking. Come on, you know you can do more. You know you can sign up faster. You know you can come here for pre-service prayer. You know you can come for a prayer meeting on Friday night once a month. See, God's seeing all that. And I can stack my prophecies up. That's the whole, yeah, I understand that. But there's other things besides what I've told you. There are people, Pastor Chris, who pastor mega churches, never had a prophecy over in their life. Never had a prophecy, never had presbytery, changing lives around the world. Thank God for prophecy. God I give everything he has. Pastor Chris, I honor you for this word. That's the word of the Lord for this house. I don't think we could ever hear about purpose too much. It keeps us on course. Let's give the Lord a hand for Pastor Chris. Whatever you find your hands can do, you don't have anything to do, sign up for the coffee bar. Bake a cake every week. Bring 2 bags of candy. Sign up for the work day. Be here. Keep on pushing. God put you here, not in another church. He didn't put you, he put you right here for you to not only worship and praise, but to work. Amen. And you know, you never know when Elijah, you never know when the prophetic anointing comes and God says, call that one out, I've chosen. David shepherd his sheep with integrity and skillfulness in hands. Keep moving. Don't be a spectator. Be the first to sign up, the first in prayer. Don't hang around people that criticize the church. I have very little tolerance for people that criticize the work of God. Not on my watch. Because it's complaining. That spreads worse than the COVID. People that do that, they're not putting their hands steady. It's a glorious church is coming. Without spots and without wrinkle. We got work to do, folks. We got to fill this place up for the glory of God.
Amen.
It'll take each one of us doing our part. And on that day, you're going to hear the sweetest words you ever heard, honey. Well done. Now, everybody's going to hear. I believe there's going to be Christians going to heaven who will not hear those words. They'll get in, but they won't hear those words. Because once they're saved, they're saved. God's not going to revoke salvation because they weren't well. They didn't. Well done. Well, good. Damn. 39 years with this angel. We're as opposite as day and night. But the love for each one of us, respect, has never left. Respect your brother and sister. Love them. Urge them on. Come on, let's do this together. Let's get this up. Let's have a yard sale and raise some money for the platform. Let's. I got some stuff. Yeah, let's get this. Let's get this thing going. Pastor Chris, thank you. Pastor Devin, thank you for that wonderful song. I see the increase of the grace of God on both of you. God will please you. You're a man and woman after this heart. Holy Spirit. It's just the beginning that you're going to see up there. Yeah. Can we stand up this morning? Praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus a hand.